kind of digging that music.
I think this is
some good bluegrass, that's for sure.
This isn't Doug Kershaw, is it? No, Freddie.
This is before my time. It says Scottish or something on it. That's all I know.
No.
That I was him running from a hive of bees. So I've got 1,000 yards, 10 football fields is your at minimum goal getting away from an Africanized. Because you can't tell between Africanized and honey. So
don't
stick around to find out. Honeybee, you think you could outrun about 100 yards Africanized. 10 times that. 10
it seems
times
like farther. With the Africanized bees, everything's 10 times more. They swarm 10 times more a year than a regular honeybee. They stay mad 10 times longer. It seems like everything with them is 10 times more.
So I get to the end of my 1,000-yard sprint. I'm gassed. I'm exhausted. The first thing you probably want to do is stop and catch your breath. If they're attracted to your breath and you're sitting there gasping for air, you're letting off a lot of breath in and out. I mean, I wouldn't stop yet. I'd probably keep walking a little bit.
Yeah, when you want to keep walking still, get to your car. Get inside. Get the air conditioner on. Call for medical help if you need it, if you've been nailed a bunch of times. The nice thing about adrenaline is that it seems to have a real good ability to slow things down and disperse them throughout your body. So you might got lucky on that part.
Now, talk about water. Would you dive into a lake?
No.
No.
Why?
They'll just wait for you to come up for air and sting you.
So you've trapped yourself underwater where you
eventually
can't
have to come up, and then you're going to get your head stung.
Yeah, they will wait around.
And you said they're attracted to breath. The first thing you do when you come up, you're going to take a big breath in.
And suck a
you
few
could
bees
inhale,
in.
Yep. And then you're panicked and you're in water. So don't
jump in a pool to get away from water.
Yeah, the general rule is if you get, even if you don't think they're angry, if you get bombarded by like one or two bees, the first thing you do is cover your breath, duck your head, and find the closest place to get inside of. And if you're not anywhere like your a house or your car, find somewhere dark and narrow. It's hard for them to see in those type of spaces.
Very good. Yeah.
We've had to run to these spaces when we didn't have a bee suit on. So we're not, we run from them too when we have to.
Be careful. While
very
you're
careful.
Out there.
Yes. Let's break. Or you will not be happy.
There you go. Mark and Vail, you're next on the line. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. I have a compact orchard, small orchard, about 65 fruiting and nutting trees, and about 30 different types of citrus or so. And so I have, wild beehives that are in appropriate or inconvenient places, and two of them maybe anyway. And so I've been wanting to eliminate those, but I set up a hive someplace so I can have better control of them, and get the proper equipment, bee suit and all that. So I'm hearing that I have to do some special things to make it so they don't go back to their old nesting places. But what kind of things would you recommend to get involved into, beekeeping in the amateur kind of a way, just to have the bees around for the orchard?
When you're tending to your bees, when it comes to getting the supplies to remove them, we normally find things online like for Dayton, they have beekeeping suits, and beekeeping supplies pretty inexpensive if you wanted to get into it. And to move them from their location, it's really hard to get them to not go back because they are geared to know that that's where their home is. And if you don't seal it off, you'll just have the problem there over and over again.
And so for somebody like Mark who's saying, I'm not going to get rid of them. I'm just going to become a beekeeper. You had mentioned you make your own stuff.
Is it
anything like the flow hive that seems to be out there?
No, that right there is that's horrible for the bees right there. It doesn't allow for a nursery. You've got the bees in shock all the time because they're in honey-making mode the whole time. They're not... we don't like it.
Yeah, people buy them without the knowledge of that there are certain seasons during the year that you're supposed to harvest, and if they're just constantly
cranking away on that thing.
Yeah, the bees are going to be in a constant panic. You have to know what you're doing with these bees.
You have to have somewhere for the queen to lay brood. You have to have somewhere for them to put the sacks of pollen that they get. They eat that as well. And the flow hive, I don't see where they do that at.
I did some research on the flow hive. It's actually a very interesting concept, but it's very expensive to buy, and not to mention the upkeep. If the hive got, let's say, wax moths in it, you have to take the whole thing apart. And you just spent all that money getting what was considered a really great honey-producing hive. Now you have to take it apart.
And so you guys build your own. Do they look like the traditional bee boxes you see out on ag fields?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they're just a lot tighter because...
We don't use the tongue and groove that they that the traditional hives have. All ours are cut precision cut. They mount right up against each other. Instead of nails, we use staples. After we do them wet, so that we get better penetration, and then we dry them out in the sun.
And you know what? I just got the 30-second mark. Our hour is gone, and I've gotten several people. How do we contact you?
You can call. You get. Nesbitt Family Farms at 602-800-3958. You can go online and check us out at www.nesbittfamilyfarms.com or www.arizonaliferemoval.com.
That'll be on rosieonthehouse.com. If you're running a bee, don't be scared. Be informed. You can re-listen to this hour over and over at Rosie on the House. We'll see you next Saturday, 7 o'clock sharp, right here.